Time to bring in Mike Cossey as we take a look at sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this Friday morning?
Miserable. My allergies have been so bad, it's unbelievable.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, I have a black Edge and a white Volkswagen that are my cars. And every year at this time of year, normally they're covered with a light green from the pollen. Well, the other day, you know, I said, geez, there's no green on these cars. Well, guess what, folks? It's here, and you can hear it in my voice.
Here, too.
I have that.
It's been that way here for like 2 weeks at least.
I just noticed it on my cars just yesterday, as a matter of fact. So so I was wrong about a week ago thing. And you can just hear it. I have a nasal drip anyway, so when pollen season comes around, it's even worse anyway.
Well, yeah, when I was teaching in school, videos and all, and I just kept reassuring the kids, I'm not sick, I'm fine, it's just the allergies.
Mr. Cossey,
yes,
could you go please get a test, Mr. Cossey?
Well, that's over for now, thank goodness.
Yeah, for now, that's right. It'll be back just in time for you to go back to school.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
With the flu, all right. All right, where do you want to go in sports?
I don't know. Sports is in Groundhog Day.
It's really weird. One story that the Oakland Raiders, it looked like they're going to go after the ability to sign Colin Kaepernick. So we'll see.
Let me give you my opinion of Colin Kaepernick. Okay, the reason why he's not playing in the NFL isn't because of his political stance. It's because he stinks. If he was any good, he could say and do anything he wants, and he'd be playing on a team. He's not any good as a quarterback. End of story. If he's going to get a job in the NFL, do you seriously think this guy's going to push anybody that's a starting quarterback out?
No, I think he would come in as a backup quarterback.
He'll be coming in as a backup to a backup. And the only way he's going to play is if the two starting quarterbacks were in an automobile accident. The guy stinks. End of story. His abilities are not there to be a quarterback in the NFL. Why don't he go play in Canada?
All right. How about this? A NASCAR driver has a COVID-19.
He's human.
That's right. No, they're not. I'm telling you, people make fun of that. People who drive in NASCAR. You sit behind a wheel of a car going 170 miles an hour with people all around you for 4.5 hours around these bank tracks that you can't even stand on. And tell me that you don't have some sort of physical stamina and athletic ability. I know it's not true sports in the truest sense of the word, but that's not an easy job. That's not an easy job.
No, man. People drive the parkway and think they're NASCAR drivers. They're only going 90.
Can you imagine if they were on a bank track?
I know friends of mine, when I worked in a city and they had ample amount of money trading commodities, they used to go to these camps or whatever they are, and a friend of mine went to the track in Vegas. It's hard.
Yeah. You can't imagine it until you actually see these tracks. Well, anyway.
Yeah, they're pitched. Really pitched.
They're pitched, and you also have 20 other professional drivers around you within basically, and this is not lying, within inches. And
you're finger out the car and touch the other one.
Yeah, you're all going 150 to 170 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell me that isn't sports. All you people that sit there in the virtual games, and if you crash, all you do is reboot.
You press the button again.
All right, so how about Jamal Adams from the Jets has officially requested a trade.
Who's Jamal Adams?
I have no idea. That's why I brought it up. Now, the other thing is...
I saw that, too. I'm like, who's this guy? I thought it was the running back that sat out from the Steelers that the Jets got, but it wasn't him. I saw it was Jamal Adams. I'm like... Good. Open the door. Let him go. Yeah, who cares where he goes?
I brought it up because I wanted you to know. And also, twin slugger Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
He's accused of kidnapping and assault.
Well, you know, that's the world you live in today.
What is the matter with these people?
They're all nuts. Everybody's nuts. You know what they need? They need to open up the door to the military. When you both serve 2-3 years in the military and you come out, you want to be nuts? Well, at least you earned your right to be nuts. These people are out of their minds. Thank God for horses where it's normal.
All right. I was going to say...
Before we get there, and we could bloviate about last week, What kind of stupidity is running baseball?
Yeah. They're blowing it.
It's over. I mean, you know what? If I'm an owner of a club now, I just say, you know what? I'm done. Forget it. Let him sit out this year. At least this way I can stay somewhat in the light red instead of the deep red by not paying these overpaid, pacified babies.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. This back and forth has shown that it's not for the game. For most of these players. Some of the players I will disagree with. I think there are a few players that are in Major League Baseball that really play the game. Yeah, they want to make money, but they want to win a championship. But if you look at this, I'll include the owners in this and the players. If you want to win championships, you would have found a way to get this season in. You would have found a way.
You know, when this first started, I was saying how bad the owners were, how wrong they were, and what they were doing. But the owners came around, and they're paying. They're willing to pay these overpaid people a worthy wage for what they're doing in comparison to what their contract is. That the owners are back. The owners are in this hemisphere. The players are still somewhere on the outer galaxy somewhere. The players are out of their minds, and you know what? Now you get nothing. You know, like that one movie when the Bronx Tale, when the bikers come in the bar and then suddenly they wreck up the bar and they ask him to leave and they don't leave. And then he locks the door and says, well, now you can't leave. Well, that's what you got to do with these players. Now you don't get paid. Go do whatever you want. You're not getting paid. And I wish that the owners can go another step further and just void all their contracts and just let whatever happened, because now these guys that were making $25-30 million a year, you come back, oh, well, you know, because of the lack of a season that basically you guys caused, your market value is now $10 million. Sorry, but that's it. We took a big loss last year. We made no money. See what happens then.
All right.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. If anybody thinks there's going to be baseball this year, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. The only baseball you're going to watch is the same one I'm going to watch. It's called the Northwoods League in Wisconsin, where college kids play. And they play because they want to play, not because they're getting paid $30 million.
All right. Speaking about racing, though, any racing to talk about?
A lot. Last week,
yeah,
we pulled off the Grand Salami. We had a $31 winner at Belmont. We had a $41 winner at Churchill with a $224 exacta. And then in the stakes at Belmont, we had the winner paid $920, the exacta paid $28, and the triple paid just under $100. So I don't know what I could do for an encore after that one. That was tough.
Well, you can try again.
We had a great weekend last weekend. All right, tomorrow is the Belmont Stakes for whatever it is. It's the Belmont Stakes in name only. Everything else isn't. And while we're on our soapbox today, what a terrible job by Belmont. This is supposed to be their big day of the meet. They had no racing for 3 months. There's a plethora of 5 and 6 horse fields and stakes races there tomorrow. Absolutely unbettable races, some of these races. So I just picked the two races that I will be betting there tomorrow. First one's going to be the 9th race of the day. This goes off around 4:50 tomorrow. It's the Jaipur. It's 6 furlongs on the inner turf. It's a grade 1. This draws a overflow field at Belmont Park of 8 horses, and a couple of them are 50-1, so you could toss them. 3 horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 5-horse Stubbins. This horse is a closer on this distance of short turf races. Luis Saez picks up the mount. Never been on the horse before, but this horse is working out decently. Comes from the West Coast for Doug O'Neill. Should be able to put in a late run. There's enough speed in this race to make it happen. The 3-horse Texas Wedge. This is another horse that's coming from California off of the same race that Stubbins is coming out of, the Daytona. They ran 3rd and 4th in that race, respectively. But my top pick is going to be Alexandra. This horse is coming from Santa Anita as well, but this horse ran in May. The other couple ran in May as well, but this horse ran in the Grade 2 Morovia. If you look back at the past performances, this horse is making the same jump from Santa Anita to Belmont Park last year when this horse ran a 5th at Santa Anita. This now coming off of a 2nd and then rattled off 2 wins at at Belmont Park. This horse is 2-for-2 lifetime at Belmont Park, is reunited with Jose Rosario, and I think this horse gets the job done at 7-to-2. So my top pick in the Jaipur is the 2, Alexandra, with the 3, Texas Red Wedge, and the 5, Stubbins behind it. Brings us to the Belmont. I think this year's running of the Kentucky Derby is like the 148th, maybe 149th, something like that. There's only been one New York bred to ever win it. This horse, Tis the Law, they're talking about this horse like he's the second coming of Gossamer's Wings. I could tell you what they're going to say tomorrow, no matter who wins the race. Well, this horse has a big shot to win the Triple Crown because of the layout of the races, and they're going to get bigger by September and October. You're going to hear that about no matter who wins tomorrow, folks. Tis the Law will not win a Triple Crown and will not win the Kentucky Derby, and I don't think he wins the Belmont. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 2-horse, Solo Volante. This horse only ran 9 days ago at Gulfstream Park, but that was nothing more than a tightener. It was a 6-horse race with no kind of field in it, in which this horse won. And if you look at all the dirt races this horse has run in, he's either won or had an excuse in all of them. This horse will run big tomorrow in the Belmont. He's got a nice inside draw to save ground for his late close. I think he gets the job done to hit the exacta. There's enough of speed, there's enough of honest horses in here. You're going to get a decent pace. But my top pick in here is going to be the 10, Pneumatic. He's a lightly raced horse by Steve Asmussen, broke his maiden first time out, came back to win again, going 2 turns at Oaklawn, jumped into deep water in a mat win against Maxfield, was not embarrassed against Maxfield. That was his first try against Stakes Company. I think he rebounds nicely off of that race. A June 8th work at Churchill Downs going 59 and change shows that this horse is tight again. I think Pneumatic gets a nice trip on this 1-turn mile and an eighth Belmont course and gets the job done. My top pick's Pneumatic. My second choice is Solo Volante, and I think Tis the Law can stumble around and get third. Going out quickly to Churchill Downs, where they have nice size fields all the time. The 6th race tomorrow is one of the best races of the day. It's a $100,000 overnight Audubon. Draws 8 horses in here, but it's just such a complex field. 3 horses I'm looking at. One is the 4 Pixelate, coming off 2 second-place wins. Had a few issues in those races. This horse is bred regally for the turf. 7 starts, never been off the board. Pixelate's going to be used again tomorrow. Spanish Kingdom came out at Churchill Downs at the end of May, 1-by-3 at just 27-to-1. That's the kind of races you're getting at Churchill Downs. This horse has every right to win tomorrow again at 10-to-1. But my top pick, which I picked again 3 weeks ago now, is the 1-horse, Bama Breeze. Won real professionally first time out, then jumped into a stake race. Had all kinds of trouble that's not on your running lines. If you watched the race, you could see he was tied up inside. He never really got a chance to run until the last 100 yards, and he was running hard. He gets the rail, should save ground. This is a mile and an eighth. He's stretching out a little further, which I think is a good thing for this horse, and I think he gets the job done with Corey Lannery up on his back. So the 1, Bama Breeze, is my top pick. The 2, Spanish Kingdom, and the 4, Pixelate, will round out my exacta. And we still got one more big race at Churchill, the Wise Dan, a grade 2, going a mile and a 16th. And Belmont people, 11 horses in this race, not 5 or 6. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. One is all the way on the outside, Parlor. This horse is going to go to the front and can go every distance and the front. This horse might wire the field. Has big numbers, is 9 starts at Churchill, 4 times in the money, so he likes the track. I'm going to use Parlor in my exacta, but my top pick's going to be Aquaphobia. Ran a big second in early May to Holiday, who's turning out to be a very, very good turf horse. This horse is in Michael Maker's barn. First time over the Churchill down strip, but he's been running against some pretty good horses in Florida this winter. 6-to-1 morning line makes this horse real attractive for me, too. So the 5, Aquaphobia, is my top pick in the Wise Dan, with the 11, Parlor, to round out an exacta. So some nice horse racing tomorrow, watch. And the good thing about the horses, they don't complain.
All right. It's a crazy summer. Belmont's
crazy year.
Belmont's coming up, and nobody's talking about it except for Mike Kazi around here. Amazing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, everybody's on this tis the law's bandwagon, but not me. I'm not sold on this horse whatsoever.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend. Watch the races, make some more money, and we'll speak to you next week.
Give it our best shot. Have all a great weekend, and stay out of the fog.
All right, take care, Mike.
Bye-bye, guys.
Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.